Today with Sarah McInerney, weekdays from 10 on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it's been announced today that college students will have to wear face coverings during lectures if they are sitting between 1 and 2 metres apart. In light of this report, there are concerns over how these masks are going to be funded and under what circumstances exactly will it be required to wear one. Well, joining me now to discuss this further is Lorna Fitzpatrick, President of the Union of Students of Ireland, and also Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. And thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Lorna, I'll come to yourself first. What do you make of the idea of compulsory masks in lecture halls?
Well, look, Sarah, I suppose it's public health advice. And from day one, we have always been supporting and sharing and implementing public health advice amongst our members. So we support the message around face coverings in terms of that. But if they are mandatory, they should be provided for students by the institutions. There's a duty of care there in terms of student welfare, and making sure that students have access to these face masks is vitally important.
And when you say they should be provided, are you talking about a one-off washable face covering, or are you talking about, you know, they're being at the door of every lecture hall, disposable ones?
Yeah, I think there's two things to take into consideration here, I suppose. First of all, making sure that students have access to, I think, reusable ones is most definitely the most favourable outcome. But also making sure that if a student was to leave campus, for example, to go get lunch, and they take their mask off when they're eating their lunch, and they come back to campus, are they going to be refused access if they've left the mask on the table or they forgot to pick it back up? Or will there be masks available for them there that they can use then to make sure that they can get back into campus and get back into their lectures?
I just wonder though, Lorna, I mean, students and are people like the rest of us, and we all have to wear masks now in other settings. You know, we have to wear masks in public transport, we have to wear a mask going into shops. So students presumably would have masks for those occasions. So why would they not use those masks for going into lecture halls in universities? Why ask for more funding for the government when we know that third level education is under extreme funding pressure?
No, and look, I completely recognise that. I think part of the issue is that we don't know exactly how regularly students are going to be expected to be on campus. So if it is one day a week versus one day a month, there's obviously a difference there in terms of what will be required for masks because of the duration they'll be on campus. So it's hard to specify for sure when we don't have that level of detail. And I've been talking to you previously about needing that level of detail. Mm. So we hope that this plan will get us to the point where we do have clarity around that new academic year. But also then alongside that, if people are spending 2 or 3 consecutive days on campus, they will need more than one mask because they need to wash it in the evening and make sure that it's suitable and so on. So I think it is just about making sure and people have access to the correct materials to be able to access their education. And that really is a duty of care from the institutions around making sure student welfare is supported.
And in terms of information that you have on this, I'm just wondering, and you may or may not have any more detail, but do we know how this is going to be monitored? Do we know what happens if a student refuses to wear a mask, for example?
Unfortunately, no. When this was being developed, there was no student representatives involved. And so we received it yesterday and we've been going through it in the same way as everybody else has. So we are looking, we sent emails off looking for additional clarification in relation to a number of issues, especially in relation to when is 2 metres no longer going to be suitable? When is that not feasible? Because the document states that that is the case in certain situations, but doesn't really outline what those situations are. And there's also concerns around students who are immunocompromised or maybe have additional duties at home in terms of caring or live with those who are immunocompromised. And the document states that there will be additional and specific measures in place for those students, but we don't know what those are either. And it's vitally important that those students have a positive student experience as well and have access to the full online learning or whatever it may be, but we just don't have the detail there either.
Okay, stay with us, Lorna, if you don't mind. As I said, we're also joined by Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI. Kieran, what is the ASTI looking for in relation to masks?
Good morning, Sarah. What we have done is we've written to the Minister over a week ago now, and we asked the Minister to go back to the medical profession, to NPHET or the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, to have the guidance that they received and on which they're planning the reopening of schools refreshed or reviewed, because the department is currently planning the reopening of schools based on advice that was provided in June. And as you know, in June, the intention was that the country would be reopened under phase four on July the 20th. That didn't happen. It moved out to August the 10th. That isn't happening, and we don't know when it's going to happen. And in addition to that, public policy has, on the issue of masks and face coverings, moved on very significantly since June. So what we've asked the minister to do is to go back to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, who have previously advised, and ask them to review the matter.
Are you effectively looking for masks to be made compulsory in secondary schools?
No, what we're saying is that the ASTI are not a medical body, and in fairness to the minister, we're not aware that she's medically qualified either. We want the experts to provide guidance on this that's up to date.
Okay. Because, does it make sense to you, Kieran, that it would be compulsory for a third level student sitting 1 metre apart to have to wear masks, but not second level students?
Well, it's a concern for our members, and that's why we wrote to the minister last week, is that certainly when the guidance that was provided to the department was written, you recall, Sarah, there were quite a number of experts advising against, or at least not being particularly enthusiastic about, the wearing of masks in public places or in shops and buildings. Now, policy moved on. They're now compulsory in buses, and they're going to be compulsory on shops and the likes next Monday. So in that context, it's timely and it's important that the matter is revisited.
And if when it is revisited, if there is a ruling from the department that they should be compulsory, would you welcome that? And do you think that's workable for students to be wearing masks 7-8 hours a day?
Look, Sarah, we're in a position where nobody wants to be in, but we will be guided by the medical expertise that's there. If it's the expert's view that masks should be worn, well, they should be worn, and that's not for us to gainsay or second guess.
Just finally to yourself, Lorna, before I let you go, would you be surprised if third level are told to wear masks, but not your younger colleagues in second level?
Well, look, similar to the ASTI there, we're not public health experts either, and we will follow the advice and the guidance in terms of whether face masks should be mandatory or not. But similarly, if they are to be made mandatory in second level, we do still believe that they should be provided and accessible at the school in the same way as we're saying that that should be the case for third level.
Yeah, just on that, Lorna, I just put a text to you that we've had in from Colm saying students like to remind us all the time that they are adults. They should start to behave like adults and take responsibility for their own masks. University is about preparing young people for the real world when they don't have their mammy or daddy to do everything for them. Buy a mask, wear it, look after it.
Yeah, and look, we're not saying the students don't have masks and that they're not wearing them. They actually are in public transport and on all of those kind of things. But as I said, there are situations where students may be in a position where they can't financially support themselves in that way. Or also where, as I say, they leave it off campus somewhere, as we can all do in terms of leaving things down and forgetting to pick things back up.
All right, Lorna Fitzpatrick, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us. That's Lorna Fitzpatrick, President of the Union of Students of Ireland, and also Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Now, after the break, we're going to be talking about this issue a little more, about the issue of masks in secondary and primary schools, and also how to keep the schools open once we get them open. So you can send us your thoughts on that on 51551. Back after this.
Today with Sarah McInerney on RTE Radio 1.